To a cheering crowd, a red-capped Pope Benedict circled St. Peter's Square in his automobile before beginning his catechesis at his weekly general audience on Wednesday morning. To keep warm against the bitter cold, the Pope wore a red velvet cap trimmed with white fur called a camaro. For many in the crowd, the sight of the Holy Father wearing a red, white-trimmed cap may have given the impression of St. Nicholas. But the Pope was actually restoring a traditional papal winter hat, although no Pope has worn it since Pope John XXIII. After sitting down, the Pope removed his red cap and donned the familiar white zecchetto before beginning his catechesis. The Pope pointed out that Wednesday's audience was the last one before Christmas.
Dear brothers and sisters, today's audience takes place in an atmosphere of great joy as we await the celebration of our Lord's birth. Among the many symbols that help us to understand Christmas, light is of particular spiritual significance. Indeed, today's O antiphon refers to the rising sun, the splendor of eternal light, who comes to enlighten us, guiding us to the salvation promised by God and realized in Jesus Christ.
The Holy Father then urged the Christian people not to hide their faith during this Christmas season.
As we prepare to celebrate the Savior's birth, let us keep our Christian traditions to the fore. Let the lights of our streets and the candles of our churches remind us that God is with us, born in Bethlehem to the Virgin Mary. He's the light of our lives and of the world.
After his catechesis, Pope Benedict greeted pilgrims in various languages, including English.
I extend a warm welcome to the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims here today. May your stay in Rome during this most special of seasons be a time of uplifting spiritual joy. I wish you and your loved ones at home a happy and holy Christmas.